I told them last week, come at they could, I want to give y'all my testimony of what I went through. Glory to God. I accepted Christ at the age of 12 years old. Didn't know much about what I was doing, but I did it. And when I was 12 years old, at my baptism, and my bishop at that time, he called me up. Come here, little preacher. I said, I cried, but I got up. And he told me to read, and just like I told my son, and I read. That was the beginning of God dealing in my life. The devil heard it when he said it. But he was determined not to let me get to where I am today. Many things I suffered because that I was called little bishop, little preacher. My life was more than most people could bear from that time up until now. I went through something that I talk about very little. Down south in what they call Ludicrous, Georgia, I caught a fire from my mother was doing the laundry, and they had a pot outside where they boiled the clothes to get them clean. And I was standing by the fire, young kid, caught a fire. And I took off running with the flame. It was terrible. My mother, she chased me, but she couldn't catch me. Until I hit a stump and I fell. And during that time when the women have what they call aprons on, she took the apron and smothered the fire. I still got the scar on me. That was just the beginning. They had some a lie. Y'all know what lie is? I got a hold of that in my mouth, turned almost red as fire. But God delivered me from that too. The devil was determined to take me out, cause he know he hear what God had for me to do. And he was determined not to let me do it. I was on my way to my brother's wedding. My wedding was the next day. My anniversary was the next day. So after the wedding rehearsal, I was slated for best man for my brother. I'm going out after the rehearsal to celebrate my anniversary. And I told the young man where I was going, and he said he would lead me there. because I didn't know Savannah, Georgia. I left them many years before that. And he told me to go this way and go that way. And he was leading me, and he said, turn, turn, turn here. He meant for me to go to the next street level, high, light, and turn there. I said, I don't see nowhere to turn. He said, turn. And when I turned, I crossed into, oh my God, a street. And all I could see was lights. Three rows of cars coming my way. And I'm meeting them. And I said, this is sure death. But somehow God had a cop. I believe it was an angel of the Lord. They was going full fast. And I was going too, meeting each other. But God stopped them right about 3 feet from me. He just asked the young man, the cops asked the young man that was, is he drunk? But he said, no, I'm not drunk. I just going to dinner for my wedding anniversary, which was to be the next day. But you know, that was just the beginning. The devil, oh God, was determined to take me out. I was sick, in and out of the hospital, and that haven't been too many years ago. Methodist Hospital. Maimonides Hospital. Brooklyn Hospital. In and out. From one thing to the other. I had something that I had to have done, which is called a carpenter. Carpenter. I can't pronounce it. That's it. Get up and say it loud so they can hear what I'm trying to say. Capital. You men, you know what I'm talking about. I was operated on for that one time. But by the month later, they said, we got to do it again. Number two. That didn't work. They said, we got to do it another time. Number three. They came back. The doctor came back and told me. He came in with this tube about, I don't know how long it was. I said, where are you going with that? He said, you got to have an. I said, oh, no. You did it 3 times. I'll go to my grave before you do it again. That's how terrible it was. But I refused it. God brought me through, but I had a fourth one. But the devil wasn't finished. I was laying in my bed in Methodist Hospital. Oh, what pain that I was suffering from head to feet. suffering. Until I said, Lord, just let me die. I said, I can't take this no more. I said, if there's a window, but they, you know, on the floor that I was on, they have all the windows. You can't get out. I said, if there's a window that will open, I will jump out. Then I thought, I said, no, I can't do it because God got a job for me to do. Yeah. I look around up and I say, America come back to God is depending on me. I can't die. But I wanted to die. Pain everywhere. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Because I said, no, I can't take no more. The Holy Spirit said, turn over. As I turned over, every pain in my body left. I said, now I know what these women, ladies or whatever, going through having a baby. They suffer for a little while and then it's over with once the baby, but not me. God told me to look up. When I look up, I saw a newborn baby, fully dressed, dropped out of heaven right on me. The Lord said, this is a new life that I'm giving you. Hallelujah. But the devil said, that's what he thinks. There's more to this story. They had to operate on me. I didn't know why at that time. They know. My daughters know. When I came through, my daughter says, you see what they did? This feet right here, I have no toes on it. All the toes were taken away, operated on, they took off, trying to get rid of what I had. When I looked down, I didn't see any toes, and I cried like a child. My daughter spoke to me. Thank God for my daughters. She said, Daddy, they might have took your toes, but you still got your foot. And that's when every tear I had just dried up. I said, thank you, Jesus. I can walk. But that wasn't all. I was scheduled for another operation. In and out of the hospital, in and out of rehab. Suffering. I could imagine what Christ was going through for us. The thing that he suffered. And I was suffering not as much, not as bad, but I was suffering. People turned their back on me. me laid up there sick and they don't want to have nothing to do with me. I had six brothers. I was the seventh one. They all was gone. Four sisters, they all left, was gone. Had nobody, I couldn't say what I was going through to my daughters because they couldn't take it. So I had to say it to Jesus and Jesus alone. I'm like Job was going through in this young man talk about him. But I said, Lord, who can I talk to? There was no one to talk to at that time but Jesus. There were three young men, but God had a young man sitting on the front row over here, the one that was doing the MC. He put him by my side. And he was like a son to me. He still is like a son to me. Called me Pastor Pop. I didn't allow nobody else to call me that but him. He didn't seem to care. God was still working on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I went into a coma. I was in a coma for seven days. Didn't know nothing. Talking about resurrection. On the seventh day, hallelujah, God. On the sixth day, they told my daughter, call the family, because he's not going to make it. That was the sixth day that I was told this. I didn't know. Get the family together. He's not going to make it through the night. Let me pull the plug. She's the daughter said, no, you're not pulling no plug on my father. They said, well, get the family because he's gone. He's going to go. But let me tell you something, how God had a work for me to do. He refused to let the devil take me out. Talking about resurrection. God has been resurrected on the seventh day. That's what I was told. I opened my eyes. And let me tell you, my eyes are open ever since. Thank God for Resurrection Sunday. You might be celebrating with a new suit, a new dress, a lavish dinner. I'm celebrating where the Lord has brought me from. From from death. Death door was open. But Jesus refused to let me enter. The next day, where brother, stand up, Brother Billy. That was on the eighth day. That was, I had been out of the coma. He came looking to find me. I don't know whether to be gone or what. But when he came into my room, I was sitting up, what? Eating. I'm telling you something that I didn't want, I eat now. God did it, y'all. God brought me back to life. He gave me a new life. He told me. He spoke to me. He said, you know why I brought you back? Because you got a job to do. You can't do it in the grave. I brought you back. To let you know and what I've done. And I brought you back so you can tell the people what I can do. Yeah. Tell them what I did and what I, and everywhere I go, y'all. Whether it's in the supermarket, whether it's in the street, I'm telling it. I said, thank God when they told me they want, I said, Resurrection Sunday, I'm going to tell it. Because people need to know what God can do. He's a deliverer, y'all. He's a savior, Lord. He's a healer. I'm here to let y'all know if any of y'all got a sickness that the doctor give you up on, go to God. Don't let the devil and these doctors operate on you before you first go to God. When you go to him, you won't have to no need to go to no doctor. He told me to tell it. I'm going to tell it, y'all. Some going to hear it over and over, but I'm still going to tell it. There's going to be somebody there here that know what God can do. Somebody that depending on the doctor, give them up and get God. God can do it, y'all. God can do it. He brought me back and I had all the functions that I had before. I could see. I don't need glasses. I got hearing aid, but they home. I just went to the doctor a few weeks ago. I talked about people who that didn't have no teeth. When I look at mine, they were about going, but that's all right. I went to the doctor, said, I got to have some teeth. God is working out, y'all. I couldn't walk, but let me tell you something. Just about 2 weeks ago, my physical aide said, you're doing good. You got your, you know, walking with the walker now. I said, yes. I said, I'm not going to need this for long. Hallelujah. I was in my house this Friday. The physical, my aide said, come on, we're going to do some walking. I said, oh, yes. We walked one time up and down the corridor in my building. I said, let's do it again. I said, I'm going to be walking without a walker, without the wheelchair. I said, I'm going to be walking. Where are you, Vandis or Pettigrew? I said, that's the woman that loved to dance. I said, I'm going to be right along with her. Hallelujah. I couldn't lift this leg up like this, but I can do it now. Hallelujah. I can see further than I saw before I had the coma. Don't tell me what God can't do. God can do anything but fail. And I want to say today, right now, if anybody got a problem, God can solve it. Anybody got a sickness, jump up and sit down and say, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. God can do it. Hallelujah. All week long, I'm saying, Lord, what you want me to say to these people? Tell them what I can do. And I'm going to tell y'all, some is not going to want to hear it, but let me tell you, I'm going to tell you. God told me to do it. He brought me back from death to do it. To tell the people, and I'm going to tell them. Somebody going to listen. Somebody going to be delivered. Hallelujah. Just a few weeks ago, I felt some pain. And I got kind of frightened. I said, oh, Lord. Then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I didn't bring you back here to die again. I brought you back to be delivered. You're not going nowhere now. So every time I feel, I say, thank you, Jesus. I'm not going. He is ready to take me home. I got too much work to do. I got America come back to God and mine. They need me. I need them. We in this thing. Mayor Dinkins used to say, we all in this together. You pray for me and I pray for you. If God can do it for me, he can do it for you. I know I'm not sorry I'm taking up the time. Because God got me here to look at somebody and say, you got a problem, give it to God. He's a problem solver. Hallelujah. One and one is what? Two. Hallelujah. Not one and one is three. One and one is two. God wants to deliver somebody today. Somebody here needs a deliverance. And God got me here to tell you he can do it. Hallelujah. He can do it.